alternative. You're listening to Indie 101.5 CIOI.
Yo, this is kind of slow, but I know the Jeep's gonna be pumping it. But this is one subject that nobody don't know about.
Check them out, check them out, check them out, check them out. Move the beat and build a rock for how. When you hear my golden voice, you know it's me. The poetical, energetical rap MC. Well, that's not the subject matter of to be cool. I'm just telling your girls and fly kids, stay in school. I always reminisce when I was in class, well. But you feel like a simpleton when you get expelled. Or even if you have a couple of days of detention, it's just as good as one bad suspension. So when you're grown up, you'll say the same thing to your kids. Be in class before the bell ring. But you know, kids is kids. For them, high school is like a 3-year bid. I'm not gonna tell a lie, I used to cut class until a principal say, got him. She said, there's the only way you're gonna get a BM is to get your education instead of hanging with him. So I got my head together and chill the hell out. And the only thing they can say is, check them out. Check them out, check them out, check them out, check them out. Move the beat, I'm gonna rock the hell. Check them out, check them out, check them out, check them out. Move the beat, I'm gonna rock the house. Now this is the second part of this lesson. I'm saying it this way cause it's my profession. You don't have to go to high school to be an MC, but you got to know the value it means of money. Cause a lot of parents, they are taxpayers. So it's real stupid when you disobey a principal, vice principal, or even a teacher. Cause when you do that, you know you never reach a higher level or even your goal. Because you don't want to listen to what you're told. So please take heed to what I say. I hope I'm not saying it for my health today. Cause if I am, please tell me so I can stop. It's not like I'm your mother, sister, brother, or pop. So come on and listen to me without no doubt. So you can be educated and have clout. Check them out, check them out, check them out, check them out. Move the beat and go to rock the house. Check them out, check them out, check them out, check them out. Move the beat, I'm gonna rock the house. I'm just telling young people to stay away from drugs. Cause if you mess with that, it'll make you bug. Whatever you wanna, like, call it. I'm telling you, don't become a drug addict or alcoholic. Because it will mess with your mind and brain. And all the thing you wanna do is fiend and complain. Cause I'm telling you, just like this off the top of my head, don't mess with it, cause you will be misled by other people. Devils and demons, I'm this small key. I'm not Alfred Simmons, I'm just telling you to do this without a doubt. Cause I'm the biz and I got the clout. Check them out, check them out, check them out, check them out. Move the beat, I'm gonna rock the house. Check them out, check them out, check them out, check them out. Move the beat, I'm gonna rock the house. This will go out to my man, Def Jeff. My man back, spin. My man El Capone. Can't forget my Dr. Bombay.
Hello, amigo.
Good morning. Here we are with another episode of Cuckoo Bananas
Variety Hour.
Yeah, and we just heard a song by Biz Markie with a lot of advice in it, which is funny because the theme of today's episode is
advice.
Yeah. We're going to get advice from lyrics in the songs. Oh, sorry. What does lyrics mean again?
It's the words in the song.
Yeah, that's right. The words of a song. So this is going to be a bit different than a normal episode, because what we're going to do is we're going to listen to the song and try to listen to the words of the songs, and then we'll come back and talk about the advice that we maybe heard in the song. So, Oliver, what was one piece of advice that you heard in Biz Markie's song called Check It Out?
Well, he's like saying, if you're young, you shouldn't do drugs or drink alcohol.
That's true. Yeah. Well, that's one piece of advice he gave. That's a definitely good advice. Jake, do you remember another thing he said in that song?
Don't skip school.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Don't skip school. I think he said cut class. But that's definitely good advice.
And then you won't learn.
Yeah. Can't learn what the teacher's teaching if you're not in class. So all of the songs in today's episode are going to have some little pieces of advice in them. And we'll talk about each song as we hear it. So if you're listening from home, try to pay attention to the words of the songs, which sometimes I don't really do. I get caught up in the music and I don't listen to the words so much, but I know that Oliver is very good at listening to the words, right?
I can listen to the words and then I can lip sync it.
And Jake always hears what the singer is singing too. So where are we going to start today? Well, look at this. This piece of advice is right in the name of the song, of our first song here. What's this next song called, Jake?
You Gotta Do Your Best.
Yeah, by the Beaufort Express.
Cuckoo Bananas advice.
We're going to get some cuckoo advice today. Let's hear what You Got to Do Your Best sounds like.
Nasty, nasty, nasty. Do your best now.
What was that last song called, Jake?
Long Live Love.
You got it. And what do you think was the message there in that song?
You need a love.
Yeah. What do you think, Ollie?
Long live love.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Love forever, basically.
Yeah.
Never get rid of love.
Or just love for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're talking about loving each other instead of fighting each other. Right? Mm-hmm. Which was kind of also the advice in the first song, right? Mm-hmm. Let's see. I took some notes as we were listening to that first song.
The third song.
Yeah. The second song. The
second song.
Yeah. So they were saying, do your best to what?
Help your fellow man.
Yeah.
Make nobody sad. Make nobody mad. Spread some happiness.
Mm-hmm. Good advice, Ollie?
Yep.
Yeah? Do you agree?
Yep.
Yeah. If everybody did their best to try and make nobody sad,
the world would be perfect. I mean, splendid.
Splendid. Jake doesn't like it when somebody says perfect, because why, Jake?
Because nothing's perfect!
But things are splendid.
Yep.
And you're right. The world would be a better place if everybody tried their best to not make other people sad.
Well, it could be almost perfect. Not perfect.
Yeah. It'd be a lot closer than we are right now.
Yep.
Right? Oh, and I guess I should mention who was singing Long Live Love. That was the Banana Splits.
A show.
Yeah. We were listening to the Banana Splits the other day in the car, and I was talking about the TV show, The Banana Splits, where that song comes from. But I don't think you guys have ever seen this show. I'll bring up a picture of the Banana Splits, who I think we've played on the show before. There they are.
They're just people in costumes.
What kind of costumes?
There's an elephant, a dog. I think that's a monkey. There's a bear. And yeah, they're wearing funny costumes, like a party hat and stuff like that.
Yeah. And they used to drive around in dune buggies, and they were also a band that played the songs.
Yeah, so that's them playing the song that we just listened to.
Yeah, I have a whole album of songs that were from that TV show, which is really great. I loved old shows in the 60s when they had a song in every episode.
They sounded kind of like the Beatles or the Monkees.
Yeah. A lot of those, it's a kind of a pop music called bubblegum pop.
Yep.
Which is perfect for a kid's show. You guys like bubblegum, don't you?
Excellent for a kid's show.
Splendid. Splendiferous.
Per-splendid.
Splend almost perfect. Splend over almost perfect.
Yeah, that's catchy. Next we got Lee Dorsey, one of my favorites.
Dorsey.
I play him any chance I get. And then there's some interesting pieces of advice in this song. This song is called "What You Want Is What You Get."
Not always, though. Not always.
Not always. That's true.
There's also a song. It's like you don't always get what you want.
Ah, yeah, Rolling Stones, right? You can't always get what you want, but if you try, sometimes you just might find that you get what you need.
Yep.
Well, let's see what Lee Dorsey's version is on the Cuckoo Bananas
Variety Hour.
What you want is what you get. You ain't seen nothing yet. She is what you are. What you sow, it means to an end, no matter rich or poor. What you want, so what you get. You ain't seen nothing yet.
What you want, is it what you get.
But in the process, don't forget yourself. I've got faith and I do believe. You've got to give in order to receive.
What you want is what you get.
And you ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, what you want is what you get.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
The man with the Bible.
Did you like that song, Jake?
Yeah.
You're kind of dancing around the room, enjoying it? Yeah. And there's a lot of good advice in that song. That was by the Staple Singers. Very, very, very good singers.
Yeah.
Had a lot of hit songs. And before that, we heard Lee Dorsey. And I liked some of the advice in that song. Hey, have you ever heard the phrase, "You reap what you sow"?
Nope.
Hmm. If you had to guess what the word reap means, what do you think?
I don't know. It's like...
Well, you know about the Grim Reaper, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what does he hold? What does he carry?
A scythe.
Yeah. And what is a scythe actually for?
Cutting wheat.
Yeah. Cutting down crops that you would have grown, right?
But in cartoons, it's like he uses weapons sometimes.
I guess so.
It's like, shh, shh.
But in olden times, it'd be used to cut down your crop, like wheat that you grew. So the phrase, "you reap what you sow," means you collect what you planted.
So you collect what you planted, but then you sowed it up.
Sow means to plant a seed. Like you did the other day.
It means two things.
Well, not like
so.
A week ago.
Mm-hmm. What kind of seeds did you plant?
Radishes and lettuce.
Yeah. So we're going to have some tasty lettuce and radishes later when they grow. So the phrase "you reap what you sow" kind of means like you get...
what you grow.
What you deserve, kind of.
Yeah.
So it's like... if you treat people badly,
you don't get anything for that.
You might get treated badly.
Yeah, like the plants won't grow.
If you do something nice to someone, they'll do it back, and that's called karma.
That's right. It's like, that's exactly right. It's like the idea of karma, right? If you're nice out to people, they're going to be nice back to you.
But if you're nice to the plants will be nice to you, so they'll grow up.
That's right. If you're nice to plants, they'll grow up big and strong, and then we can have lettuce for dinner every night.
Yep.
Like, plant seeds instead of buying it at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Also, that's some good advice.
If you want more variety, like more fun of getting salad, it takes longer, but...
that's right.
Still fun to do.
Mm-hmm. So that both of those songs kind of had that same idea. Respect other people, but also respect yourself.
Yep. That's important.
Yeah. But I just looked up the definition for the word respect because it's kind of hard to explain what that means.
It means like nice and respectful.
and gentil.
Gentil, oui, oui.
Which means thanks. I mean, nice in French. Thanks. I don't know my French.
Yeah, to respect someone is to treat them well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so respect yourself means to treat yourself well, which I think is good advice. Because, like the Staple Singer said, if you don't respect yourself... how do you expect anyone else to give a big cahoot about you? Now, let's see. What's next in our advice column here? Oh, yeah. We got songs about moms.
It's not Mother's Day yet.
No, but moms sure like to give out some good advice. Am I right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Can you think of any good advice that your mom gave you?
I can't think of any right now, but she definitely does.
I got it. I got one that doesn't make any sense.
Oh, really?
Eat what you plant.
That makes sense.
Like, don't waste your food? Mm-hmm. That's kind of what that sounds like. That's good advice. Yeah.
Eat what you plant.
Well, let's hear what these moms in these songs had to say for advice. And maybe we'll get Rowan's opinion.
Later when he comes back.
Mm-hmm. I'll play these songs for him and see what he thinks.
Mama didn't lie. She didn't lie. Mama didn't lie. She didn't lie. Here comes a boy in the street. Making eyes appear again. Do they all think that I'm a toy? To be played with by every boy. Wonder I'll speak of you. Be caught by the wink of an eye. My mama didn't lie. She didn't lie. Mama didn't lie. She didn't lie. The greatest pastime in this mad world is playing tricks on every young girl. To have water so they get their kicks. But not me, because I know their tricks. Wonder I'll sleep in the yummy cold by the wink of an eye. My mama didn't lie. She didn't lie. Mama didn't lie. She didn't lie. I remember what my mama told me. She said, girl, stay in your class. You gotta run out of golden and learn to do.
Never never make it on your looks. Take a job near a college, maybe swipe a few books. But I didn't pay attention and I didn't take heed. Now they're holding up a contract asking me to read. If only I'd have listened to mama, she told me this would happen to me sooner or later. If only I'd have listened to mama, and everything would be alright. Everything would be alright. Everything would be alright.
All right. Hi, Rowan.
Hi.
We just listened to a couple of songs about advice from moms.
Yeah.
Yeah. That first track we heard was called Mama Didn't Lie by Flip, a band called Flip.
That's a good name.
Yeah. It's from a compilation of called Let's Go, and it's female singers that a guy named Joe Meek produced. That's so many great songs on that compilation. But what was the advice that her mom was giving her?
Well, I didn't catch most of the lyrics, but I'm pretty sure her mom said something. And later when she found out it was true, she was like, oh, she didn't lie.
Yeah. Basically, the lyrics are about don't get tricked by boys. Comes from like the 60s when there was a lot of songs about like, hey, girls, focus on school and your studies and don't be tricked by boys who are going to try and kiss you and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'd like to imagine that these days people are more respectful of each other when they're dating, teenagers dating.
Yeah.
I'm going to knock on wood and hope that's true. Because actually, earlier songs we listened to were about respect. So kind of that's part of respect, is like respecting people that you are dating.
Yeah. Definitely you should study instead of dating.
You can do both.
Well, yeah, but like if you have homework to finish, you should probably do that instead of going on a date.
True. Yeah. But also, like, be honest if you're with people you're dating. And don't try to trick them.
Yeah.
That's my advice. Daddy didn't lie. And then we heard Lenny and Squiggy. They are a couple of guys from an old TV show called Laverne and Shirley. And they always had hilarious songs that they sang. That was one of them. If only I'd listen to Mama.
There was many pieces of advice in that one. And like in every chorus, was it?
Verse,
yeah. Yes. There was like three things that they listed. They're like, oh, she said this.
Yep.
And I didn't pay attention. And then there was a contract.
Yeah. Mom told me I should learn how to read. And I didn't listen to her.
Yeah. And then they held up a contract in front of him and said to read it.
Yeah. And Mom said I shouldn't do crimes, and now I'm in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, and one of the guys in that band went on to make a bunch of hilarious movies that I really love. Yeah, Christopher Guest movies. If there's any parents listening, they've probably seen a few of those. Like Best in Show, or Spinal Tap, or A Mighty Wind. Anyhoots, there's some more advice. Watch some Christopher Guest movies.
I've never heard of a single one of those.
Yeah, well, you got to be a bit older. A lot of the jokes are kind of more adult jokes, but maybe when you're 15 years old, we'll sit in front of a couple of... Best in Show, definitely. It's about dog shows. It's very funny. Huh. All right, now we got two more songs with advice, and what, like we've been doing all episode, we'll listen to them first and then talk about what we're trying to tell us. We're going to hear a song from Bill Withers, and then we're going to hear a song from Billy Jones after that.
All the Bills.
Thank you. can fill up a room without a conversation. You can stir up a whole darn nation with your mouth. But before you start to show your indignation about a situation, you ought to take it all in and check it all. Information. You can shake up a lot of people if you shout. But before you begin to grin about the success of your creation, you ought to take it all in and check it all out. Out a plan with aimless dedication. You can hang up a million slogans in your house. But before you put it into operation, before you man your station, now you ought to take it all in and check it all out. It all in and check it all out. Find out what it's all about. You ought to take it all in and check it all out. You ought to take it all in and check it all out. Find out what it's all about. You ought to take it all in and check it all out.
All us people got to start uniting. We got to get it together and cut out the fighting. 'Cause we are all sisters and brothers. We all got to learn to live with each other.
We want peace.
United, we got to get it together and cut out the fighting. 'Cause we are all sisters and brothers. We all got to learn to live with each other.
We want peace.
Woo! Come on. Come on.
We want love.
Thank you.
time for no trouble.
We want love.
All we need is peace.
We want peace.
Yeah. Woo. Come on.
We want love.
Look here, fellas. What we want.
We want peace.
Yeah.
We want love.
All right, we just had some funk there from Billy Jones with We Want Peace. And before that, we had Take It All In and Check It All Out.
From Bill Withers.
Yeah. Singer of Lovely Day, which we've played before.
In which he holds a note for 18 seconds.
You got a real head for numbers.
Yeah.
What was Take It All In and Check It All Out about? It's not super obvious, I think, what the advice is there.
I think it was about, like, being careful what you say, as it might, well, upset an entire nation. I don't know, but, like, the time it was made in was making me think of, like, segregation, maybe. Because, like, I don't know, maybe not things that people said, things that people did upset a nation.
Yeah, well, that would have been after segregation, but of course, yeah, there was still racial tension in the United States. Like,
maybe
there
is he was just
today,
like, commemorating or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I think the advice he's trying to give is, you know, before you start talking about a subject and, you know, pontificating, there's the cuckoo word of the day, talking a lot on a subject, you should understand it first.
Yeah.
So take it all in and check it all out before you make an opinion and start trying to influence other people's opinions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which kind of makes me think about peace and Billy Jones singing about peace. Now, on this show, we don't normally talk about current events, but right now, if we're recording this in spring of 2022.
Yeah.
And sadly, Russia has decided to invade the Ukraine. So there's no peace in the Ukraine right now.
Yeah, very unfortunate event.
Yeah.
And Ukraine is fighting the losing war, or the losing side.
Well, Russia does have more power behind their military, but there's no reason for Russia to go to war. And it's kind of unclear why Vladimir Putin even decided to invade Ukraine. I'm sure he has reasons. But they're not good reasons. It's never a good reason for war, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And many people agree with that idea. Most people in the world.
Oh, yes. Many, many people.
Don't want war, right? Which was kind of what that song was about. Right? United we stand and divided we fall. So you got to work together.
Yeah.
For peace.
That's true. If there's war, you're basically just making it harder on yourself for no good reason, really.
Well, yeah, people are innocent. People are dying for no reason.
Like, think of Russia. Like, I'm not exactly sure, but probably, like, in some parts of Russia. So Putin's like, oh, I'm going to go start a war. And then people in Russia are dying because of that. So.
And in the Ukraine, yeah. And a lot of people in Russia disagree with it.
Yeah, like,
don't want it to happen.
A lot of them don't even want to be at war because it's like, there's just like so many cons instead of pros. Like, why? But it's like, they would rather not be in war. Or everybody would rather not be in war, but
yeah, when you're in it, definitely, yeah.
Yeah. Peace right now does not exist in Russia and Ukraine, or at least in some parts of it.
Mm-hmm. And you can like bring that down to like a smaller level too, if you're thinking about your friends, you know?
Yeah.
And if you have like a disagreement with your friend, it's always better to talk it out than to fight it out.
Right? Yeah.
Because you don't want anyone to get hurt.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't think it would end in a fist fight if it's with you and your friends, but.
Well, it has happened.
I guess.
So my advice would be talk it out.
Yep.
So because we're talking about peace, we have a couple more songs about peace and love. Peace and love was a big theme in music in the 60s.
Yeah.
So we have another funk song called Stay Together by Soul Excitement. And then we have an instrumental version of a pretty famous song by Burt Bacharach. It's called What the World Needs Now.
I think I might have heard about it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, when you hear the melody, you might recognize it. It's a pretty famous song. Mm-hmm. But anyways, the lyrics in the chorus are What the World Needs Now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of.
Yeah.
So I think that's very appropriate in a time of war.
Yeah, well, enough war and sadness.
Okay, let's listen to some happier music about peace and love.
Yay!
Yeah, to end off this episode about advice on Cuckoo Bananas.
Variety Hour.
And stay tuned, we've got more songs about advice for a future episode, too. So keep listening to the Cuckoo Bananas wherever you do listen to the show, and if you want to follow us on Facebook, you can find us there. That's Cuckoo spelled K-O-O-K-O-O.
Okay, bye.
Hey folks, this is Dean Friedman, and you're listening to The Vinyl Professor on Oldies Without Borders.
And with the mellow sound of Booker T and the MGs,